John 1:35, as we continue our journey through John. As you can see, it's going to take us a while. I don't forget how many weeks we've been in chapter 1. Verse 35, the Bible says, "And again the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They say unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. So they followed Jesus, is our title tonight. Let's pray. Give us wisdom and meet with us and use your word in our lives tonight. We are so grateful for this privilege and love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next week we'll do a little bit of a study on Peter, since this is where he got renamed. But tonight I just wanted us to focus on this beginning of his ministry, where many of his disciples were called just in this short little passage and pretty much gave up everything and followed Christ. And we can learn a lot from this, that God wants us to also follow Jesus. And what we find is some of the reasons why they chose to follow Jesus. And they're the same reasons why we should follow Jesus. And of course, it all begins there in verse 36, because he's the Lamb of God. John introduced him, as we saw before in verse 29. John introduced Christ when he first came to be baptized and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And so what John was saying was, Jesus Christ is the Lamb of the Old Testament Passover, as we've talked about before. Therefore, he is the answer to our sin problem. He is the Lamb of God, and that is why we should follow Jesus, because he is the one. He is the one who died for our sins and rose again. And it was all about the love of God. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. And then go to 1 Peter 1. Again, we'll see the Bible reminds us, 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, that Jesus Christ, as the Lamb of God, shed his blood to pay for our sins. Notice 1 Peter 1:18. For as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. So Christ was sinless. Christ had no blemish, and therefore he was able to, as a perfect man, to die in the place of us imperfect humans. Praise God. So one of the reasons that they chose to follow Christ was because he was introduced as the Lamb of God, the solution to their sin problems. And so back in our passage, the second reason that they chose to follow Christ was because he was introduced as the Messiah. Notice it says, in verse 38, "Then Jesus turned and saw them following and saith unto him, What seek ye? They say unto him, Rabbi," which is a way of saying, "You're the master. You know, you have the answers. You're the one who can teach us the things of God." And he said, they said, "Where dwellest thou?" He says, "Come and see." And they came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. And one of the two which heard John speak, so again, they had already heard John the Baptist introduce Christ, followed him, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. So Andrew was the first, and he's the one that brought Peter. But notice, when he went to find Peter, verse 41, he saith unto him, "We found the Messiah." We have found the Christ. We found the one who is the fulfillment of all the Old Testament prophecies about the chosen one who God would send for Israel. So the Lamb of God is universal as far as Christ came to die for every person's sins. But the Messiah, that is Jewish. That is saying that Jesus Christ is God's fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies to Israel to send a deliverer, which is another definition of Messiah. And by the way, when we say Jesus Christ, Jesus means Savior, Christ means Messiah. So we're saying both at the same time. And so he was introduced not only as the Lamb, but also as the Messiah. And that is one of the reasons why they chose to follow Christ. If you look down in verse 45, we see it as well. It says there, "Philip findeth Nathanael, saith then, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and in the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." So again, he's saying Moses and the prophets, Old Testament prophecies about the one that would be God's chosen one. He is the one. Well, that's why we follow Christ too, isn't it? Because he's the way, the truth, and the life. He is God's answer to everything. He is the only one, as it tells us in Acts 4:12. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." So Jesus Christ is the Lamb. But another reason they followed him is because he is the answer. He was the answer to the Jew, what the Jews were waiting for, their Messiah. And he is the answer to our sin problems. So then Jesus renames Peter to Cephas, which we're going to talk more about next week, do a bit of a study on Peter's life. But the word Cephas, as it says there, it's interpreted for us. It means a stone. And later on, Jesus is going to take that and teach us a bit of a lesson about the church being built on himself as the big boulder and then Peter as a smaller stone. But in 43... the third reason why they followed Christ is because he called them to. Notice it says, "The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me." Does Jesus say that to you and I? Yes, he does. He says to us, "Follow me. Follow in my footsteps. Follow me." Look at John chapter 6, verse 44. And when God drew our hearts to salvation, he was also calling us to follow Christ. Notice John 6:44, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him at the last day." When you heard the gospel and you trusted Christ, the Holy Spirit was drawing you. That's how it works. The Holy Spirit was saying, "Follow Christ. He's the answer. He's the one." And so Christ said, "Follow me." And, you know, it's easy for us to read this, but it's another thing to picture people literally giving up their entire livelihood like that. Think about that. Just instantly saying, "Yep, my whole life I've been fishing, and that's my living. Now I'm a follower of Jesus, and that's my new life." That's what they did. And they turned their backs on their past, and many of them were rejected by their families. But it didn't matter. They're now a follower of Jesus. And that was true of the 12. Well, we should say 11, I guess. The third reason why they followed Christ was because he asked them to. And he asks us to as well. He says to us, follow me. As a matter of fact, he tells us in Matthew 4:19, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So moving on in verse 44, Philip of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter, he findeth Nathanael. I love how they just so quickly here, they just started rounding others up. He found Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him, of whom, again, Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see. And Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith unto him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Just that little thing, Jesus said, I saw you in my mind's eye when you were under the fig tree. And that was enough for Nathanael to say, this is the one. And in the end, the main reason why we follow Christ is because he is God. And Christ made that clear when he went on to say, first of all, you're going to see greater things than just me seeing you under the fig tree. You're going to see much greater things. They're going to see him raise people from the dead. They're going to see him heal multitudes. They're going to see him calm the wind and the sea. They're going to see amazing things happen. But then he says, and in the future, you're going to see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. So here he's claiming to be Jacob's ladder. There's only one ladder to heaven, amen? And that's Jesus. But we follow Jesus because he is God. And this is important for us to understand, because there's many people, especially you take some of the cults, who say they're followers of Jesus, but they don't believe in his deity. And I believe, according to Scripture, that if you don't believe in his deity, you can't be saved. And Jesus even said that. If you look in... I lost it. I think it's John. If you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Where is that? Anyway, I know it's there. In John somewhere. I thought it was 18, but it's not. 18 is where they come to the garden. It might be John 8. Yes, it is. John 8:24. You should have told me that, Brad. Look what it says. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Now it may seem like an insignificant verse, but it's actually a very significant verse. That I am who? Well, for example, at verse 58, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, what? I am. They knew exactly who he was claiming to be, didn't they? Because then they took up stones in the next verse to cast at him. Jesus was claiming to be the I am of Exodus chapter 3 that met Moses at the burning bush. So I believe the Bible clearly teaches us that we cannot be saved without believing the person of Christ as God in the flesh. And when he said the Son of God, that's what he meant. But the Bible makes it so clear. If you go to 1 Timothy 3:16, just one example, but the Bible teaches the incarnation as far back as, take Isaiah for example. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Or a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. But notice 1 Timothy 3:16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, God was manifest in the flesh. That's pretty powerful right there. And so one of the reasons why we follow Christ is because He is God. He is Jehovah in the flesh. If you go to John 14, Jesus, most of us know verse 6 by heart. Praise God. John 14, verse 6, where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But look on down in verse 8. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. So Jesus has claimed to be the way, the truth, and the life. And he says, if you'd known me, you would have known the Father. And then Philip says, well, show us the Father. And look at his answer in verse 9. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? If you've seen me, you've seen God. And so that they chose to give up their entire livelihood and follow Jesus, because He's the Lamb of God, because He is the Messiah, because He called them, and God called us, or we wouldn't be here tonight. And lastly, because, and not leastly, because He is God. As it says there, He is the King of Israel in verse 49. And as it says down in verse 51, He is the Son of Man. And as He tells them, you're going to see greater things. You're going to see heaven opened. Who has the power to do that? Only God. And you're going to see the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. You're going to see me work amazing miracles. Why? Because He is God. So, again, next week we will look at Cephas and understand a bit about Peter and his life. But tonight we just get a glimpse into these men, these early disciples, surrendering everything to follow Jesus, which is exactly what God wants us to do. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, in Luke chapter 9, let him, number one, deny himself, number two, take up his cross daily, and number three, follow me. So deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. He said to these men, follow me. And they did. They followed Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your